Wow, you know, folks, Spectre just might have sealed his fate here tonight by attacking Mr. Petit, but only time will tell as to whether or not Spectre's actions just moments ago will cost him when it comes to his in-ring performance tonight. As the lights go out and the familiar ominous purple glow fills our arena, an eerie fog begins to filter out from the entrance area, and here comes a Spectre with that mangy pet hyena, Johnny. Oh my god, is Johnny squatting? Hey, Spectre, he's dumping on the rampway! Come on, Spectre, don't laugh at that! Oh, that's not right! With Johnny now relieved, and down the ramp, here comes Spectre wielding what appears to be a barbed wire wrench. My god, Spectre just looks like he stepped out of a thunderstorm. I mean, he's completely drenched from head to toe with what appears to be water. And I hope it's water and it's not something else from Johnny, if you know what I'm talking about. Stopping at the foot of the stairs and now changing his demeanor, looking straight down at the wrestling ring. Oh my god, look at the fine mist spew from Spectre's mouth with each intense hail. Oh, come on, Spectre. Why are you gonna tie that dog so close to me? I know he's a hyena. Hey, he better not crap again. Ah! Oh, good lord, Spectre, you're gonna kill me with that wrench. What's wrong with you tonight? You just don't slam stuff on people's table like that. I could have been killed, for god's sakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first bout of the evening and it is scheduled for one fall. Entering the ring is a former BACW Heavyweight Champion, weighing in at 299 pounds. He is coming to you from the deepest corners of your mind. This is BACW's very own sadistic nut, the Purple Hair Freak, the Spectre!
What I see right now in the ring is not a laughing, fun-loving Spectre. This is not the guy that I'm used to seeing month in and month out here on our TVMA shows. In fact, Spectre appears to be an empty shell filled with nothing more than a cold, callous hatred for one man and one man only. And that man is Rick Righteous. If I was to guess, right now, I'm pretty confident in this, that the recipient of this hatred that Spectre has for Rick Righteous is gonna be this man.
His opponent, coming down the aisle, he needs no introduction to the bodybuilding world all over the globe. Three words describe the beginning of this legacy. Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Diving into the ring, the Spectre immediately lowers a double axe handle that stuns Bradley before he can even get to the upright position or even on all fours. Bradley's head into the canvas by the hair. The Spectre takes the stunned opponent and hanging him upside down on the turnbuckle by his legs. It's Spectre who's now going for the tree of woe. Spectre leans in with a pair of tough love knees while grabbing onto the top rope. And ooh, did you see him go once again into the stomach area of ADB? Pointing to the opposite side of the ring, Spectre backs up as far as he can go into the opposite corner and rumbling across the canvas without apparent sight. Oh, Spectre missed the extreme baseball slide. And Arthur Dexter Bradley uses incredible abdominal strength to execute a sit-up. Bradley rolls through in gymnast-like fashion and coming down hard. Oh my god, right onto the chest of the Spectre. It was an awesome extreme penny drop from the top. It's ADB who's now trying to gain control over the tempo with a hard left to the Spectre's head. Off the canvas and into the ropes with an Irish whip goes the Spectre, and coming across the logo on the rebound, Bradley pounds Spectre into the ground with a thudding double axe handle to the upper chest of the purple-haired freak. Not wasting any time, Bradley sends the Spectre back into the ropes and, oh, he's looking for a clothesline. Oh no, Spectre ducks it. Oh my god, Bradley just speared Spectre and he wasn't expecting that. Here's ADB with the cover in the press. One, two, no kick out, folks, by the Spectre, and this one's gonna continue. Back now into the upright position, it's ADB with a body slam in the corner and settling up onto the top turnbuckle. It's Bradley who's now calling for a power fist. Downward onto Spectre. Oh, Spectre got his boot up right under the chin of Arthur Dexter Bradley and falling face first into the canvas in Ric Flair-like fashion. ADB appears to be walking like an Egyptian. Bradley now wobbles onto all fours and Spectre rams into his opponent with a no-hands headbutt, but ADB rolls back the opposite way, getting to both knees. It's Spectre who does it again and falling backwards in what appears to be slow motion. Spectre now grabs the cover and here's count. One, two, two. No! ADB gets his shoulder up in time, clearing it off the canvas, and folks, this one's gonna continue. Spectre now seems to be in complete control over the contest, and you have to be kidding me. Is Spectre trying to gorilla press slam ADB? There's no way in hell Spectre's gonna pull this off. I know he's a massive man, but there's no way he's got the strength to... Oh my god! He's pressing Bradley halfway into the air! No! ADB counter slipping through the back door! He's got a full Nelson on the Spectre, and I knew that wasn't gonna work! Jerking the 299-pound Spectre off his feet! Bradley delivers a hulking full Nelson slam! And hooking like a Spectre, here's a 1, 2! No! Spectre clears through the cover at the last possible second, folks! And this match still has plenty of legs! Call it a cliche, but it has been a seesaw battle since the opening of the bell, and throughout this match, ADB has shown his freakish strength, while the Spectre is just an angry freak. But at this point of the match, as this match progresses into the latter stages, I'm going to be very curious to see if ADB's strength is going to win over the anger of the Spectre. Into the corner with the thud goes Spectre chest first and stumbling backwards into the center of the ring from the impact. ADB presses Spectre up over his head into gorilla press slam. Oh my god! What a display by Arthur Dexter Bradley of power, and oh, the Spectre looks like he's not gonna kick out. ADB with the double hook of the legs. 1, 2, 3, no! Spectre barely gets his shoulder up once again, fans. This match is far from over. Using Spectre's hair to pull the purple hair freak off the canvas, it's ADB who uncorks an Irish whip. Here comes the Dazed Spectre back across the ring, and he's going for a knee to the midsection. Spectre rolls through with the somersault, avoiding the move, and he's rebounding off the ropes before Bradley can step to the side. Ooh, Spectre just leans into a shoulder tackle, and down goes ADB just like that. But oh my god, the referee got caught in the middle of the move, and fans, the referee is down. Out cold and not moving a muscle, the man in stripes has been knocked down, and the Spectre is now calling for his finisher. ADB appears to be struggling for something, and I'm not sure what he's going for, but here comes Spectre closing the gap. ADB spins, and oh my god! Hard boot to the stomach of the Spectre. Spectre rakes the eyes, countering, retaking control, and jamming ADB's head between his thighs. Spectre calls for a powerbomb over the top ropes, and he's pointing to the timekeeper's table. Cranking ADB up into the air, Bradley transitions over the shoulder and down across the back of the Spectre once again. Oh my god, punch to the back of the head. Roll up to the legs by ADB. 1, 2, what the hell? The referee didn't know what happened. He had the tights in. Oh my god, ADB has just pinned the Spectre. I don't believe it. Where the hell did that one come from?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Raising the hand of ADB, the referee looks confused, and wait a minute, are those brass knuckles on ADB's hand? The man in stripes is now calling for the bell! I think he's reversing the decision, my god! Bradley has flipped out of the ring, and he just nailed the referee! Look at him! Oh, Spectre with a blinding clothesline from the side, and that sends ADB down to the canvas like a sack of dirt! The Spectre has snapped, and lifting ADB up into crucifix position! Spectre takes 3 steps! Oh my god! Crucifix powerbomb over the top rope and through the timekeeper's table! And my god! My god! My god! My god! Arthur Dexter Bradley has just been eliminated at the hands of the BACW Sadistic Nut!
Ladies and gentlemen, because Arthur Dexter Bradley used brass knuckles to obtain his victory, the referee has reversed the decision, making your winner by disqualification, the Sadistic Nut, the Spectre!
Folks, we have to go to break, but when we return, it's going to be the Chi-Town Bullies taking on Beastmaster Org Lambert in a handicap bout. And good Lord Almighty, look at the string of spit that is hanging down from the Spectre's mouth as he continues to burn a hole in the carnage that was once called Arthur Dexter Bradley. Somebody get me a bottle of holy water, because Spectre has definitely lost it. Hey, what are you looking at me for, Johnny?